Yeah, you know, we're right around 40 kids total. It's junior high, high school combined. So, you know, we have nice numbers. Kids are working really hard. You know, we're day three. You know, they were a little sore. Some of them were a little sore this morning, a little banged up from, you know, all the running we've been doing. But doing really well. Looking pretty good.
I know you always say you can tell who put the miles in and who didn't, and I'm sure that's the case this year, like past years, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's pretty evident, you know, who's in better shape than others. But, you know, we're getting, you know, things done. Some kids look really good. Some kids, you know, got some work to do. But hopefully by, you know, October, we're looking a lot better than we do today.
I know on the girls' side, lost some good kids, girls and boys, lost some good kids to graduation. But I know you've got some talent back on both sides, girls and boys, that will be pretty good this year.
Yeah, you know, on the boys' side, we return a lot of our varsity guys from last year. You know, Josiah was a state placer last year. Grant Capel was a state qualifier last year that actually finished in the top third at the state meet. So, you know, those two probably our lead guys coming back. And Josh Wilkinson looks really good. Grant Wells, I think, looks really, really good from a year ago. And Jack Bates, you know, he's looking good. So, you know, we're looking really good on the boys' side as far as that goes. A lot of experience coming back on the boys' side. You know, on the girls' side, we have, you know, Megan Miller, who's a returning qualifier. She ran on our team last year. Emma Capel comes back. She's a state medalist from last year. You know, she medaled at the state meet last year, so that's nice to have her returning. Emma and Grant, or Brecken Gale, returns also for us. Ran really, really well last year. Again, she finished, I think, 32nd at the state meet, which is also, you know, in the top third of the amount of girls that were there. You know, she placed most every meet we went to. She was a district placer, state qualifier. So, you know, we returned those girls, you know. So, you know, we lose some a lot of experience in quality girls, but, you know, we also return a lot. And we picked up one, ran as a 7th and 8th grade girl, and then returned to us this year, decided to run, had a really good spring. That's Izzy Renner. And, you know, she looks like she's going to have a good fall as well.
I bet it's a little weird not seeing Sammy Rodewald out there running with the group, but she's off to college now.
Yeah, you know, it's you say that, and we've seen her the last two mornings, actually. She's been out doing her miles, kind of the same area that we are doing ours. But, you know, it's really going to be odd not having a Rodewald. You know, we had Elsie and Kylan and then Sam. So, it's, you know, it's been a year or two since we've had a Rodewald, when this would be one of the years we'll be without. But we're going to miss her. Really wish her well. So I think she's going to have some great times at Shadron as well. So, but we're moving right along.